This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Brazil's giant construction firm, Odebrecht, and its affiliated petrochemical firm, Braskem, pleaded guilty in Brooklyn to paying hundreds of millions in bribes and will pay $3.5 billion in penalties in the case brought by the U.S., Brazil, and Switzerland. Europe's highest court ruled that the customers of banks in Spain can reclaim more than 4 billion euros because lenders did not pass on savings from interest rate cuts on variable rate mortgages. WhatsApp has become the messaging, video, and calling app of choice for millions of immigrants because of its ease of use and security. Almost 40% of young Americans between 18 and 34 years of age in 2015 were living with their parents, siblings, or other relatives, the largest amount since 1940. A recent poll finds that 57% of voters think the U.S. should treat all potential immigrants equally, while just 32% think the country should give preference to those with higher levels of education and better economic prospects. That compares to 52% and 37% respectively in June of last year. After months of talks, Deutsche Bank has reached a tentative deal to pay a $3.1 billion penalty and provide loan modifications worth $4.1 billion to American homeowners. IKEA has reached a tentative agreement to pay $50 million to three families whose children were killed when furniture tipped over on them. The Obama administration scrapped the last vestiges of a U.S. registration system from post-9/11 registry from 20 mainly Islamic countries that had been inactive since 2011. Facebook, Microsoft, Google, and Apple are among several tech companies that have publicly stated that they would not assist the new administration in developing a program to track immigrants from Muslim countries. A vaccine has now been pronounced 100% effective against the Ebola virus. More than 1,000 Democrats lost their positions in elections during the Obama terms as he led their party. The Justice Department sued Barclays, alleging the bank fraudulently sold more than $30 billion worth of mortgage securities, helping fuel the financial crisis. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.